About 680,000 Arizonans do not have health insurance. The problems arising from having almost 10% of our state's population uninsured are obvious, and Governor Doug Ducey is seeking to mitigate the back-end cost to the state of treating COVID-19 patients by requesting an extension to the Affordable Care Act's 2020 enrollment period. In a letter to U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, Ducey asked for a special enrollment period, making the case that, quote, opening a special enrollment period will cut unnecessary red tape and lift a paperwork burden off individuals who are already facing challenges. But as Politico reported yesterday, the request was denied at the direction of the president. And we're joined now by Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent with Kaiser Health News, to parse out this request and the response. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this extension period? What would it have done if we had created an extension period for enrolling in the ACA?
Well, the first thing that's important to say is that if you lose your job and your health insurance, you get an automatic special enrollment period for yourself. This was really for people who didn't buy insurance when they could or couldn't afford insurance at the time, or who bought insurance that's not very comprehensive. And now they're saying, if I have to go into the hospital, that could get very expensive very fast. So those are the people who would be helped by this special enrollment period. The administration was toying with it. In fact, the president was asked about it, said they were looking at it, and then they decided, nope, I don't think we're going to do it, at least not right now.
Julie, among other things, you've had the chance to look at the politics of this over the years, and many of us here were surprised that our Governor Doug Ducey is on the conservative side, no question, and he was someone who had really pushed for this, thought it was a good idea. I know there are other Republican governors across the country as well. Did that factor in at all as far as what the Trump administration might have been thinking? And so ultimately, did it surprise you that when you have Republican governors asking for this, it got turned down?
It surprises me, but only a little bit. Someone actually asked the president last week about this lawsuit that's going to the Supreme Court in the fall that would overturn the entire Affordable Care Act. And the president did not back down. So the administration is still supporting the overturn of the Affordable Care Act. So it would have looked a little bit odd if the administration, which is now saying it wants the ACA to go away, were to say, but it's okay to use it right now because we're in an emergency.
So what is the result then, Julie, of not extending this enrollment period? Like you say, if you were unemployed, you can still join in. But who's left out then?
The people who are left out are the people who didn't think they would need insurance, so they didn't buy it during the regular open enrollment, which was at the end of 2019. People who have not comprehensive, sometimes called short-term plans, that don't necessarily cover things like this. Some of them, you know, cover only 1 or 2 days in the hospital. It is easier if you lose your job and your health insurance. If there's a special enrollment period, you don't need to have a lot of documentation in order to sign up for coverage, whereas you do if there isn't one. So if you've lost your job and your insurance, you may need documentation. You may be eligible for Medicaid if you've really lost all of your income or the vast majority of your income. Mm-hmm. Again, it can be a little bit harder.
Do we know how big that gap is? How many people will fall into it?
We don't know, and it obviously varies by state. I should also point out that 11 states and the District of Columbia are reopening. Well, some of them were open anyway, but are reopening to let people sign up now in light of this pandemic.
Julie, we focus so much on the recession, and obviously healthcare is a part of that. Just how big an impact is this going to have so many people losing their health insurance?
It could be huge. And, you know, those who are really concerned about it are providers, particularly hospitals, who are looking at being inundated with extremely sick people, many of whom will be uninsured, and at the same time, not being able to sort of make their usual sources of money with, you know, elective procedures and baby deliveries and things like that, that have been, obviously baby deliveries still have to happen, but almost all elective procedures have now been, you know, canceled for the moment.
What's the response from the healthcare industry and lobbyists as well in that realm?
Well, the healthcare industry, you know, they got a big chunk of money in that stimulus bill. They're going to probably want some more money in the next stimulus bill, assuming there is one. But certainly it would be a little bit less financial pressure if more people actually had insurance.
All right. That is all we have time for. That is Julie Rovner, chief Washington correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Julie, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.